Today is Saturday, November 14th. We are less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and whether or not you're actually getting together with people in person this year, the holidays tend to be a time when we have more conversations with friends and family that we care about, but maybe don't always agree with. Especially after such a close and still disputed election, political conversations with really anyone can be stressful. So today, you'll hear from psychologist Dr. Tanya Israel about how to talk politics and other controversial topics without losing your cool or losing your relationships, and why this is so important for us as individuals and a society. She's the author of the book Beyond Your Bubble, How to Connect Across the Political Divide, Skills and Strategies for Conversations That Work. She's also a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and a fellow of the American Psychological Association. So here's our conversation about having better conversations. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me here.
What is your take right now on how divided America is, and how did we get here?
The thing I find interesting is that when you look at the research on really where people are in terms of their political views and values, there are certainly people who are at the extremes, but most people are in what one study called the exhausted majority. There are a lot of people who are not at the extremes and who are actually really tired of the tone of that kind of discord.
Okay, so let's talk about what those conversations should look like, you know, with the holidays coming up. We're at that time of year, especially when families or friends don't see eye to eye. How do you suggest approaching those conversations?
The first thing I suggest is that we need to have these conversations face to face rather than Facebook to Facebook. I'm hearing a lot of people saying, well, but my relatives think this, or my family, you know, thinks this. And what they're doing is they're looking at a post that somebody's made, and they feel like they completely understand that person's perspective based on that post, or they know how someone voted and they think that that tells them all that they need to know. It turns out that a post or a vote or a bumper sticker doesn't fully explain what somebody's perspective is. And so there's really a lot more that we can learn in these conversations. And so I recommend that we go into these conversations with a curiosity of what somebody's perspective is, rather than an assumption that we already know.
Can you share more about some of the details of how that conversation might go?
Absolutely. So the first thing that you want to make sure you're doing is giving somebody else some uninterrupted time to speak. And I know that the holidays are coming up and people are thinking about giving gifts. A gift that we so seldom give people is just uninterrupted time to speak and just giving our attention to them for them to speak their piece. So inviting somebody to tell you a little bit more about where they're coming from, and then when they've told you something, rather than immediately coming back at them with a different perspective that you have, instead, try summarizing what you heard. Try saying back to them, oh, well, it sounds like, you know, you think this. And that is good for a number of reasons. First of all, it makes sure that you really understood what they were saying. And it also helps them to feel understood. And that's going to help that relationship. And it's also going to make them more interested in hearing what you have to say. And some people say, well, you know, there's really only one way of seeing this. And I'm hearing people also saying about some issues, well, this is not about politics. This is about morality, or this is about safety and health. No matter how you frame it in your own mind, still, the most important thing you can do is to try to understand where someone else is coming from. If you're trying to convince them to wear a mask, then you really need to understand why they're not, and you know what their view is. Because if you want to make an argument about why your view is best, you really want to frame it from what's important to them, not what's important to you. That's not going to get you anywhere. And it'll probably just push them away more, in fact.
And at the same time, is it okay to kind of set boundaries about, you know, what you're willing to do, whether that's physically or what you're willing to talk about, I guess?
Absolutely. You always have a choice. And the these conversations, they're opportunities. They're not mandates. Nobody has to do this. What I hear too often, though, is people saying, well, I'm just not going to talk to this person because, you know, they think this or they feel this way. And I think, first of all, we have to see whether or not we have an accurate understanding of where they're coming from. It turns out it's just human nature to see our own views as being logical and well-founded and looking out for everybody's good, and to see other people's views as being irrational and unkind and, you know, more motivated by kind of political ideology. That's human nature, and that happens when we're looking at any kind of issues, but it happens in politics too, that one of the things we need to do is to correct for our distortions, and the best way to do that is to really have a conversation that promotes understanding.
And we are not done yet. Still ahead, you'll learn how to practice these conversations, what to say to kids, and what Dr. Tanya Israel predicts about the future of our political divide in America. But first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. Even with the occasional tough but important conversation, Thanksgiving is a joyful time. And along with an extra focus on family and friends, there's a focus, of course, on the food. It just doesn't quite feel like Thanksgiving without the traditional turkey and sides. And this year, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is giving you something extra to be grateful for. High-quality meat delivered right to your door. It means one less trip to the grocery store and a better, more affordable selection of meats for the holidays and beyond. I especially love that ButcherBox gives me peace of mind about my meat. I know I'm getting humanely raised meats that are free of antibiotics and added hormones, and I can feel calm that I have plenty of meat on hand in the freezer when I need it. It's super easy, too. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of the best meat, and I can choose what types of meat and seafood I want by customizing my box or just choosing from one of their options, and I can change my plan anytime. And now is a great time to sign up because ButcherBox is offering new members a turkey for free in their first box. That's an entire turkey for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the episode. What's your advice for how to talk to kids about this stuff?
Kids learn a lot from what we tell them. They also learn a lot from what we show them. So I think the most important thing we can do with kids is show them that we are curious about and respect the views of people who think differently than we do. That aspect of what we call intellectual humility is a really important skill for children to have and for adults to have. Being able to take somebody else's perspective is a really strong human skill that will benefit our children in the long run, and it'll benefit all of us to practice that.
And should we practice or prepare in some way for tough conversations?
Absolutely. One of the things that happens a lot is that these conversations push our buttons. Even just imagining having one of these conversations might make your blood pressure rise. You might feel flushed. Your muscles feel tense. And being in those conversations, that can happen also. So I really recommend practicing before you go into those conversations how you're going to manage the feelings that come up. Because you might really even want to stay in that conversation, but be having trouble, keeping your cool. So doing some deep breathing can be helpful. Grounding yourself physically by just noticing the feeling of your feet on the floor can be good. And then remembering why you're in this conversation, what's important to you about this. And then you can really assess, okay, is this worth sticking it out? Is it worth trying to stay in this because there's a goal I have in mind that's that important to me?
If we don't take up some of these strategies, if people aren't willing to talk to each other, what's the consequence of that just for society in general?
These kinds of political divides are affecting our relationships with family and friends. They're affecting things in our communities and people's feeling of belongingness and safety in their communities. They're affecting things in the workplace. I mean, employers are losing staff time to focusing on these issues. And they're also affecting our health. So we are in a state of sort of elevated stress because of how people are feeling about the political situation. And that's not good for us. The other problem that I see is that Like I said, there are people who are in this exhausted majority and they are disengaging from our democratic process because they're tired of that conflictual tone from the extremes. So I think it's really damaging our democracy in addition to damaging all of those other interpersonal and health aspects.
Anything else you'd like to add or just a final takeaway?
The thing I think is important to know is that I'm actually really optimistic about things. The more I talk to people and the more I do this work, the clearer it is to me that, you know, we have this problem of distorted views of people on the other side, but we can, once we know that, we can correct for those distortions. And we can correct for that by having these conversations. And the skills we need to have these conversations, listening, perspective taking, managing our emotions, these are absolutely skills we can learn and implement. I've been teaching these skills for decades, so I'm really confident of that. And the research backs me up. So we have a lot of possibility here to take this opportunity to strengthen our relationships with other people, to strengthen our own skills that we'll be able to use in all kinds of other situations as well. So I really think that this is an opportunity that shows a lot of promise.
And you can learn more about our guest and find a link to not only her book, but also a fun Thanksgiving-themed placemat to help guide you through political conversations this year. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. As always, we'll keep you updated on all the day's news in about 10 minutes, Monday through Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. I'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend.